This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers don't know how to sit still. There's always work to be done. And farmers expect that same get-it-done spirit from lawmakers. I hope each of you will take advantage of this Easter recess to meet with your lawmakers while they're back home and remind them of the work that needs to be done to help our farms, ranches, and rural communities. Congress has a lot to get done when they return to Washington, so let's be sure to send them back with a clear list of priorities. First up, Congress must pass a disaster relief bill. Devastating storms, wildfires, volcanoes, and floods have beaten a path of destruction across our country over the last year. Yet many farm families have been waiting months for assistance with no help in sight. It's time for Congress to put politics aside and bring relief to those who desperately need it. It's also time for lawmakers to stop blocking tough issues like immigration reform. Every time we've gotten close to a solution to our ag labor crisis, politics brought any progress to a grinding halt. In the meantime, demand for farm workers increases every season, taking our workforce shortage from bad to worse to critical. Congress must come together to fix our guest worker visa program so that farmers from all regions and commodities can have access to a legal, stable workforce. Just this week, we passed an advocacy mile marker that proves what we can accomplish when we tackle the tough issues together. We are one step closer to a new clean water rule, and I want to extend a big thank you to every one of you who submitted comments. We've come a long way in our fight for clear rules, and it's been a breath of fresh air to work with EPA and Corps officials who share that goal and want to hear from us. We face some real challenges in our communities and across the country, but none of these hardships are impossible when we take them on together. Congress may be facing some tough political soil, but it's time for them to dig in and follow the example of the hardworking folks they represent. When farmers run into a challenge, we don't give up. We find a way forward. We are counting on our elected leaders to do the same. In a recent column, Forbes contributor John Brinkley pointed out that although President Donald Trump and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker reached an agreement in July on negotiating parameters of a hoped-for U.S.-EU trade agreement, agriculture was not open for discussion except for soybeans. Now, the White House is up in arms about the EU's refusal to talk about agriculture, according to Brinkley. Brinkley sought perspective on the issue from Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Congressional Relations at AFBF. Salmonson said, "We certainly want the EU to include ag in the talks that we're going to have with them. There are lots of issues to talk about that we think need to be talked about in any comprehensive trade negotiation." As lawmakers on both sides of Capitol Hill work on funding agriculture programs for 2020, AFBF is urging them to move past the political impasse that has stalled the Supplemental Disaster Relief Bill. In a statement to the House and Senate Agriculture Appropriations Committees, the organization explained that farms and ranches across the country endured several weather disasters in 2018 and pointed out that the trend is continuing in 2019 with historic hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, and wildfires. Losses total more than $8 billion, and the full impact of recent flooding in the Midwest is still being assessed. Many of the farmers impacted are facing near-complete losses of their crops, livestock, and farm infrastructure, according to the group. At the same time, Puerto Rico's humanitarian crisis continues, and reauthorizing the Nutrition Assistance for Puerto Rico program at $600 million is critical. Also in the statement, AFBF detailed several agriculture-related programs for which it was recommending either increasing funding or holding to authorized funding levels. Bloomberg Businessweek quoted several Farm Bureau sources, including economist Veronica Nye, in an article about how many farmers continue to support President Donald Trump despite the trade difficulties they are experiencing. Nye explained that China's punitive tariffs on imports of U.S. soybeans have prompted mainland pig farmers to find alternate feed sources. Bloomberg Businessweek also shared insights from North Carolina Farm Bureau President Larry Wooten and Lorenda Overman, a North Carolina hog farmer and member of the AFB Women's Leadership Committee. The publication also referenced Iowa Farm Bureau's estimate of agricultural losses from recent flooding along the Missouri River, in addition to quoting Trump's comments to Farm Bureau members at AFBF's annual convention in January. He said, "We're doing trade deals that are going to get you so much business, you're not even going to believe it." Farm Bureau welcomes the Senate's confirmation of David Bernhard as Interior Secretary, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a statement. "This is a tribute to the expertise and sound leadership he brings to the office." As Deputy and Acting Secretary for the Interior Department, Secretary Bernhard reinvigorated multiple-use management of America's public lands. This included regulatory efforts to reform implementation of the Endangered Species Act, streamlining the National Environmental Policy Act, promoting outcome-based grazing across our nation's rangelands, and implementing policies to reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfires in the West. We look forward to continuing to work with Secretary Bernhard and his staff on issues critical to farmers and ranchers. With farmers as dependent on broadband as they are on highways, railways, and waterways to ship their products across the country and around the world, the Federal Communications Commission must improve its maps to more accurately reflect rural Americans' access, or lack thereof, to high-speed broadband internet, Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation President Mike McCormick recently told a Senate committee. McCormick testified on behalf of the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation in front of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. According to the FCC, fixed broadband is available to 72% of people in Mississippi. That's the lowest percentage of availability in the nation. However, McCormick explained data from Microsoft and other groups shows that only 60% of the Mississippi population use the internet at broadband speeds. According to McCormick, this 56 percentage point difference in broadband availability marks a substantial gap in the perceived number of citizens able to participate in a growing digital economy. "From my time traveling the state talking to Mississippians, I feel very confident disputing that 72% of our population has access to internet at broadband speeds." President Trump recently walked back the threat to close the southern U.S. border, a potential development that had caused a significant amount of concern in the agricultural community. "Hindsight is 2020, but we don't need hindsight to tell us that a shutdown or slowdown at the southern border would be disastrous for U.S. ag trade." In 2018, the United States exported more than $19 billion in agricultural products to Mexico. An AFBF market intel update digs into why a border shutdown or even a limited port closure would have affected producers differently based on commodity, season, and location. The Department of Transportation maintains detailed statistics on U.S. North American freight by port, commodity group, and mode. That data shows 69% of all two-way U.S.-Mexico trade occurs by truck, 13% by rail, 11% by vessel, 3% by air, and 4% by other means, including pipeline and mail. Agricultural trade follows a somewhat similar pattern. 69% of two-way U.S.-Mexico agricultural trade occurs by truck, 20% by rail, 9% by vessel, and 2% by other means, including air. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, have a blessed Easter and God bless America.